The question was asked, what's a good way to approach learning Mishnah? You should know that learning Mishnah is one of the greatest assets you can have. Learning Mishnah is a lot of fun because Mishnayot basically switch from topic to topic every Mishnah or two. And it's very interesting. It's not like Gemara where you have to hold that thought and then strike that thought and then resurrect that thought. And then maybe part of that thought is legitimate and part of that thought will not be accepted. La'alacha, and then in the end you're all confused. What happened here, right? In Mishnah, it's much more straightforward. So there's a tremendous advantage to learning Mishnah. And Mishnayot will give you a breadth of knowledge of Jewish concepts. And I would say that 30% of the Shulchan Aruch is in the Mishnah. So even though you can't know the halacha from learning Mishnah, you'll have the background so that afterwards, if you want to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, even the short versions of halacha, you still have a tremendous background. And if you come to learn Gemara, then the Mishnayos that you learned will serve you in good stead. So it's a tremendous, tremendous asset. And because of its breadth, you have to know how to approach it. And there's a difference between people at different stages in their lives. One of the first things you need when you approach Mishnayot is either a Rebbe or a Sefer that will introduce the concepts to you. You open Mishnayot Tumura and you don't know what the word Tumura means, you're stuck. You open Mishnayot Zvachim and you don't know what the word Pigul means, you're stuck. You open the Mishnah Eruvin and you don't begin to understand that there are two, three types of Eruv, you're stuck. So how do you make it work? So I recommend, I'm a strong fan of learning Rav Kehati's introduction to tractates and sometimes to Mishnayot and sometimes to chapters.
Excuse me, what's his name?
Rav Kehati. He passed away a few decades ago. He lived this century. He lived here in the state of Israel. He passed away about 2.5 centuries ago. 3.5 centuries ago.
Decades.
What?
3.5 centuries ago?
Decades. Thank you. Toda rabba. The issue is how much time do you have to invest? And what are you trying to take away from the Mishnayot? Because there are really two approaches to learning Mishnah. There's an approach of, let me use this as the intro to learning this tractate in Talmud, or let me learn this so I know more about the concepts in Torah. And then there's an approach of mastering the Mishnayot. Those are different goals. And I would say that a person's first goal should be to cover ground. I recommend when a person approaches Mishnayot, you begin with the order, the Seder of Moed. Those are concepts that you're more or less familiar with. It's relevant to the holidays, it's relevant to the Shabbos, it's relevant to Chol HaMoed, it's relevant to things that you know. Most of Seder Moed are things that you know. I also recommend beginning with the tractates that are shorter. Begin with tractate Ta'anit, go on to Moed Katan. Then you could do Sukkah. Don't begin with Shabbos. Don't begin with Erevin. Don't begin with the big ones in Pesachim. Begin with the small ones. You could move on after that, maybe to Yuma, maybe to Pesachim, but go with the small one. Go with Beitza, Tanis, Moed Katan, Megillah, Chagiga. Those are short, 3-4 chapters each. You're fine. And then every few weeks you have a Siyum, and that's encouraging, and you see how you finish things. Now, again, it depends on what skills you want to get. If your goal is informational, you can read the English, but you're not learning Mishnah. You're learning information. In Mishnah, you have to be able to understand the Mishnah. If you're at a level where you can read Hebrew and understand much of what's going on, then it's worth your time to read the Hebrew and read the translation, then go back to the Hebrew so that you can read the Mishnah in Hebrew. If your goal is informational, so then it has nothing to do with Mishnah, then learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, learn other works in order to broaden your horizons. But if your goal is in, let me know the Mishnah and let me broaden my horizons through the Mishnah, if you're already at that level, then get a Mishnayos which you can write in. Doesn't have to be that those Mishnayos will have a translation. But you can have on the side a translated Mishnah and the Mishnah that you work with. But the Mishnah you work with, you should write in pencil the words, review the Mishnayot, go at a pace where you could remain focused. I think that depends on time. Meaning, I don't think you can set aside for yourself, I will cover a chapter of Mishnayot a day. I don't think that can work when you're still working with the translation. I think you have to define for yourself an amount of time you learn Mishnah every day and try to keep covering ground. Don't go into too much depth. If you understood Pshat in the Mishnah, that's enough. There's limitless depth, and that's why I do not like and do not encourage using Rav Kahati's Mishnayot, other than the introduction or as a tool when necessary. Tada. You want to cut the cake? He says it's milk.
It's milk. It's chalavi.
Okay, yeah. Chalavi, yeah. This
is chalavi.
No, I don't think so.
But I want to point out that it's about,
Israel,
oh,
yeah.
It's about 11 o'clock right now.
It's 10:56.
I can understand the business of the
outro. Just 1 second.
So and the bus is at 11:20 down the road.
Okay.
So just so that we're aware on time, and we want to, we should probably start cleaning up soon.
Wrap it up.
We got 10 more minutes. He wanted some questions too. Poor guy.
I thought of another answer on the way.
So we said, if you're holding already by learning Mishnah, then I think you should learn it in a way that you can translate the words, read it in Hebrew, review it in Hebrew. I recommend learning Mishnah, learning one Mishnah, learning the next Mishnah. Go back, review the first Mishnah. Now review the second Mishnah. You build your way up. Pick your head up from the Mishnais and ask yourself, what did I just read? Every time you learn, you stop. Ask yourself, okay, what did I just read? Very often, we know this word, we know that word, we know this concept, we know that concept, but to put it all together is difficult. And this is difficult in the beginning, but it gets easier with time, because what happens is your mind realizes that you're going to ask yourself that question. So then when you're reading the Mishnah, you end up focusing differently. One of the best reviews you could do in every learning you do is when you finish learning, don't look at the book and ask yourself, what did I do today? And then you'll look back at the book and feel real stupid. But it's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says you close the bat of an eyelash and you lost it. All your learning's gone. I don't know if this happens to you, but it happens to me. I could be learning all day. I could be learning all morning Seder. I get up to lunch and someone asks me, what did you learn today? And I have no clue. No clue. So that's this type of review helps you retain it, and in Mishnayos it's especially important. People overdo their reviews of Mishnayot, and then they get nowhere. It becomes like davening. They know the words by heart, and they're not really thinking. So you have to advance, and then every so often review, and again begin with Moed, and then we could talk again and see where to go from there. Okay.